Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Vachim, Daf Kaf Hei, 25. We're starting at the bottom of Kaf Dalet. We got up to yesterday, so we saw quite a surprising bright at the end of the Amud, where the Gemara said that Rabbi Shimon does cholek even with regard to Zrika, remember? We thought there was only cholek with regards to Kabbalah, with receiving the blood. See, even with regard to the Zrika. And that's the end of the Gemara ended off. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Bezerach, Besmol, Pasol, Rabbi Shimon Machshir. That's where we ended off. Gemara says, okay, now. V'lahad amar Rava. Remember, Rava said earlier on, Rava, the yad yad lekamitza, rege rege lechalitza, odin odin retzia lameli. What Rava told us, okay, well, here the Gemara says what Rava is telling us, what Rava mentioned, but we saw that... We had Rava sit at Amar Rava or Etzpa or Kun. Remember that? That was that Machlok Rava and Abaya. So now the question is like as follows. If we're telling me over here that that there's a limud, when we learnt, we had it, I'm trying to find where it was. Amar Barachana, where was Rava Barachana? Help me somebody quickly up at the book at the top of the Amud. We had the Klal. Where was it? Where was it?
Look at the two dots on top.
Amar, thank you. If you go back to the top third, the end of the top third of the Amud, we had there two dots. Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shneimar Etzba VeKuhuna, okay, which we then fine tuned into or Etzba or Kuhuna, or maybe we needed etc. Rabbi Shimon might need both. But the bottom line is we've got that Klal Etzba and Kuhuna. So the Gemara like is in a hard Amar Rava. That Rabbi Shimon has this Gzera Shava of Yad Yad Lekamitza. So he learns Yad Yad. And Regel Regel Lechalitza. So Yad Yad for Kamitza, we know what Kamitza is, right? Kamitza is with the Mincha, Koma Mincha. Chalitza is with the, when you do Chalitza with the Yibum, thank you. When you don't do Yibum, you do Chalitza. And then Ozen Ozen Eretzia, that's with the Eved who doesn't want to Mishtachrer. You know, after 7 years he goes free, Vim Lo. On the dead right? You poke his, you like smash his ear on the door. So Rabbi Shimon seems to have this limud, or Rava's got this limud of Rabbi Shimon, that or this klal, whoever it is. But look at Rashi there. In a hard, I'm a Rava, but Menachol Perikame Yad Yad Lekemitzah Pasha Metzora Ashir Kativ Al Tnuch Ozna Yemanit VaAbonor Yemanit VaAbonor Glo Yemanit. We've got the whole thing of the Metzora there. Everything's mentioned right. It says the ear is right, the hand is right, the leg is right, all those things we learned there, the right hand, the right ear, the right... It's interesting, eh? The right hand, right leg, right ear. We've got a gzera there, shava, from that to all things we do with that, with ear, hand, and leg. So chalitza you do with the foot, with the shoe, the ritzi you do with the ear for the eved, and kamitza you do with your hand. So there, because from all come from the metzora, because there you put the blood on his hand, on his leg, on his ear. Nice that, eh? Ukraya Teiru, Mikrifa Shatam, Vukama Rav, and Rav said there, Yad de Metzora. What do you have to have the Yad there for? Every one of those words are redundant. He said, we've got a Gzera Shava for all one of them. So now the question is, why do we need that? Why do we need that Gzera Shava? We could just simply, Midarabba Barbar Chananafka. We've got our Klal, Kohen, at least for Kemitza. We can't answer necessarily for Chalitza and for Ritzia. We don't know what that is. But at least for our purposes of Chalitza, we don't need that we don't need that Gzera Shava. That's clear, right? Everybody understand? Okay. With me? So he says, no, we do need it. Why do we need it? Chad Lekometz is a separate limud of the actual Kometz itself, right? And Chad Lekidush Kometz. So the one limud there would tell us that you do kamitza with the right hand, and the other limud would tell us that when you mekadesh the kamitza, now for us it's a new step, right? Because we assume that kamitza is the kiddush, right? Look at Rashi there. The kiddush kometz bekli sharet shebi yamin sheyachez hakli shu mekadesh bo biyado hayemanit. Okay, so that is
the kli in his yamanit.
The kli in the yamanit.
So how can you do the kometz in the yamanit?
He does the kemitza. When he puts this, the mincha probably, into the kli, he has to hold the kli with his right hand. Then they put all the stuff in, and then he does the kemitza out of the kli with his right hand. That's what I'm assuming.
The cane you can put down.
You can put the clickery on the floor, whatever the case is. No, once he's going, there's two different stages here.
There's two different kohanim.
There's a good point. It could be two different kohanim, even better.
The vessel's conical shape, so you couldn't put them on the floor.
That's the blood. Those are the vessels for the blood, so that the blood wouldn't crush. But I don't think it's the same thing. You know, like that. The blood vessels couldn't stand on the floor, because otherwise you'd leave them and the blood would congeal, coagulate. So those, we remember it under two kohanim. Okay, very good.
Rashi to Menachot, it says, in Menachot.
Wherever Chanan lo kati behu, the kiddush komets, echid emekal shakons bekli, it no be minu letoch hakli. There's no Rashi here. In the Menachot that I'm reading, look at the Likutei Rashi here. The kiddush komets, echid emekadesh, le komets bekli, yitnehu be yemino letoch hakli. He has not the holding the kli. Rashi over here doesn't say two kohanim. There's steering these two Rashis here. The Rashi on our daf says, "Bekli sharet sheyehebi yamin sheyachez hakli shumekalsu beyado yamanit." And the Rashi in Menachot says, "Heched emekadesh lekometz bekli yitnehu beyamino letoch hakli." Two different Rashis. They're completely different. The one says that he puts it into the kli with his right hand. The one says he holds the kli with his right hand. Okay, I don't know. But the bottom line is that we've got two stages here of kiddush, and we've got the kemitzah itself, and the kiddush of the kemitzah. That's why we need the two different shoes. It's the gemara slakas with Rabbi Shimon. So now we've got a question. Rabbi Shimon, the law by kiddush komets. Rabbi Shimon doesn't need this kiddush komets. So how do we explain that? What are the two limunim for? You got anything, Ira? Rabbi Shimon doesn't need two kiddush. Doesn't need a kiddush. He's happy only with just a comment with itself. So now, what do we need these two limudim for? As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned. Okay, so the Gemara. Okay, because Rashi brings it over here. Could Amar be comment Rabbi Menachot shelo bekli sharet psula? Rabbi Shimon machshir. But if you never stuck it to a kli, that had a comment says pasul. Rabbi Shimon says no, it's because you only need the kiddush. The Gemara goes even further. Leman Damon Rabbi Shimon, and even according to that opinion, who might say Rabbi Shimon might say Nami by kiddush komet. He might even say, you know what? Maybe there's an opinion there. If you look at Rashi, the second Rashi. The Leman Damon Nami the Ika Amorai the Pligi Hakam the Milta Rabbi Shimon. There are people Amorai in there who are cholek on exactly what Rabbi Shimon said, right? Ika Leman Damon, one of those Amoraim say Akol Modim Bekomet Shetaun Kiddush. That everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you have to have kiddush. Now there's no machloket that you have to have kiddush. Aval bat v'chi ka'amar Rabbi Shimon k'shayir b'akta ka'amar v'kri mitoch kli sharet l'achar shikushim k'tur b'yad. Look at Rashi. U'besmol ikshuri mikshar. So there's an opinion there in Menachot that there's an Amora that says no. Rabbi Shimon does it. Even Rabbi Shimon says you have to have kiddush. Even Rabbi Shimon says there's two stages with the kemitzah, with the mincha, this meal offering, that you have to do kemitzah, take it out with your hands and put it into a kli. But he agrees though that the kiddush can be with your left hand. So now the kasha still comes back. What is this yad yad? Because we understood over here we've got two limudim. Remember Rachane, his cloud of coin and etzbe tells us yad. We've got the gzara shava from the metzora ashir of yad 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 regil ozen of yad. They're also being yamin. So we've got two yamins. The first we understood why, because it's different stages. Rabbi Shimon says we don't need the second kiddush. We've got a kasha. And even according to the man Amar Menachon, he says Rabbi Shimon does need the second kiddush. That Amanda Amar tells us he can use his left hand. So it's still a good question. You with me? So however you look at it, it's a question. Right? Yad yad de Rav Lamali. This yad of Rav is what's it teaching us? So the Gemara says, da I le kemitza atzma. If we want to say it's actually teaching us about the kemitza itself, right? Look at Rashi. Just look, while we're reading, read together with me in Rashi. Ina kemitza gufa, in other words, atzma. Rashi's got gufa, we got atzma. Shetehe beyamin, that should be in the right hand. Okay, then look at Rashi adds in. The Rabbi Shimon don't nafka lemi kemitza koe. The ha'amul el, the ba'in and Rabbi Shimon, etzma and Rabbi Huda nafka. Okay, leave Rashi around for a second. I'm sorry, mid Rabbi Huda berei Rabbi Chia nafka. We can already learn the kemitza, that you have to do the kemitza from Rabbi Huda berei Rabbi Chia. I'm Rabbi Huda berei Rabbi Chia. My time at Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's reason, right? Look at Rashi there. The machshir haktarat komets shelo bekli. What's his reason that you don't need to have a kli, right? The amakra kodesh kodeshimi kachatat v'chasham. Remember this limud? We learned this limud. I think I'm trying to look from the Shura Shasya. Yeah, I knew the Aleph. That's it. Go quick, look quick. Oh, it's good to do Chazor. Okay, put things in context. Go back to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.
Which Amud?
Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Remember Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We had there. It is a Gemara. We had it. We had Ka'amincha, Ka'asham, Ve'Kachatat. Look, it's about four lines into the wide lines of the Gemara. So the Amar Rabbi Huda Bereid Rab Chia. My time with Rabbi Shimon. You see that? Amar Kra, Kodesh Kodashim Hi, Kachatat Ve'Kachasham. And then he learned the Aloha. Ba'al Ovda Beyad. If you're doing your Avodah Beyad, hand with your hand, then you do it Beyamin, like a Chatat. And if you're doing it in a Kli, in other words, you aren't doing it in your hand, then you over the small, you use your left hand like an asham. Right? Remember that? Rabbi Shimon said that we've got the pasuk kachatat v'cha asham. And chatat is always with your right hand. And asham is that you can use your left hand. So he says sometimes a korban can be like a chatat, sometimes a mincha. I'm talking about a mincha specifically, a mincha, the flower offering, can be like a chatat or like an asham. How's it like a chatat? If you're using your hand, use it like a chatat with your right hand. If you're using it in a kli, you use your left hand, like an asham. Right? That's the Gemara Aviyah. So we said, Aviyah, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Avchia Nafka. That's how Gemara we learned that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Avchia. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Amar Kra, Kodesh Kodeshim, Hi Kach Hashem. V'mincha, Baal of the Abiyad, of the Biyamin. Kachatat, Baal of the Kli, of the B'small, like an asham. So therefore, even if you're telling me that we need the halacha for the kemitza itself, we can already learn this right hand and left hand story. From there, we don't need a second limud of Rava, of the Yad Yad, of the Gzeres Shava. We said, Lord, we still need it. Shicha, why do we need it? El Lekomet Minchat Chote. There's a Minchat Chote. Right, then we saw the Olevi already. The guy's bringing a sin offering. And he can't afford, all he can afford is a Mincha, a flower offering. So look here, this is very interesting. Look here. I'll skip down the Rashi. Lekomet Minchat Chote. Look down the Rashi's there. Shetehek mitzato beyamin. That there, this is the chatat, right? It's a minchat chatat of a chote, of a sinner. Why would we think that here it might not be beyamin? Because the Bach, you see that, hey there, salkedat achamina. We would have thought, the hoil of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, in the first parak of Benachot, badin hu meikradin, in reality, shetehek minchat chote tuna shemen ulevona. You should put in that mincha the oil and the frank incense. In other words, it should be like a rich korban. But why? Shlo yehe chote niskar. Because you don't want the chote to benefit from getting it off cheap. It would make him pay. Make him spend money on the oil and on the frank incense. Right? You have to hurt his pocket. So why don't we stick the frank incense and the oil into a minchat chote, into a sin offering of a flower? Shlo yehe korbano mehudar. We don't want it to look like a too beautiful, too nice a korban. We want it to look like a simple, basic korban. Right? So in the end, he benefits, right? It gets off cheap. So, sal kirada chamina, what could we have thought by the same token? Kmitzat small tit kasher ba. You know what? Since this is like we don't want this to be a fancy offering, we don't want to give it any respect, let him use his left hand to do the kmitzah. Right? Kamash mulan, yad yad derava. Ah, we can't because we've got the gzarish shava of rava from the mitzorah. The Yad Yad, a kmitza has to always be with Yad Yamin, right? Kula Shema Teva Benachot. So look at the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shlo Yeh Korbanu Mehudar, Ki Kamatza Besmol. Therefore, use your left hand. Nami Tid Kasher, also be good. Kabashma now. Even Rabbi Shimon, we might have thought that Rabbi Shimon would tell us that a Minchat Chote should be done like in the least respect, without anything, no frank incense, no oil, and in the left hand, even he will tell us we have to use the right hand for it, okay? Sorry, what about that? The Kabbalah and the Zrika, we saw that Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that you can do Kabbalah and you can do Zrika on all other korbanot other than a chatat.
Right.
But so with a chatat, you have to do your right hand. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree. But a minchat chote, there would have been, so that we solved. But there would have been place to think that maybe a mincha, because the mincha, even Rabbi Shimon wants it to be like the most downtrodden thing, would agree with your left hand. Even he will say, no, even a minchat chote is with the right hand. So it turns out, anything to do with a chatat is always with your right hand. With an asham, we saw we got time, depending on the kli, etc. The minchat chote is also with your right hand.
And the others?
Rabbi Shimon would say left hand. Rabbi Halacha, I think we don't pasken like we pasken like Chachamim, no, like the Rav. Why would we pasken like Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos? It's in Yanni we pasken machlok Rabbi Shimon. A lot of time pasken like Rabbi Shimon. I think that's a din specifically to Shabbos. I think as a rule, Chachamim and Rabbi Yachid is a Yachid. No, anybody got a comment there? What the Halacha is? Steve, can you tell the Halacha is Michael? Doesn't say? Nothing there either? Okay. All right. The next, we finished the Mishnah, by the way. This is the first Mishnah. We finished the whole Mishnah. First Mishnah of Perek Sheni. So it's quite a long Mishnah. I mean, if you look at it, if you look at the Mishnah stretched out from Tet Vav to Kaf Hei. Right, that's like what's that, 10 Daf. Long Mishnah. Okay. So the next Mishnah is a very short line. It seems like the continuation of the Mishnah. So the most like this. Nishpach Adam al Aritzpa. Va'asvu pasul. Okay, we've seen this halacha before, right? Let's see the halacha. If the blood falls on the floor and you pick it up, it's pasul. Look at the Rashi there. Because mitzavar behema shelo nitkabel hakli. Okay, nishpach laritzpa mitzavar behema. What's going on over here? You read the whole Rashi like a whole long line. That the blood fell on the floor directly from the neck of the animal and never fell into the kli. Okay, so you put your kli there. Here was the neck, shechted it, and the blood fell out there. You missed the kli. Might have been a hole in the kli. We'll see just now. And the blood falls into the floor. And now, can you pick it up or can't you pick it up? It seems from here that if the blood fell into the kli first and then fell on the floor, you could pick it up. Okay? But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see that maybe. Tarabana, we got a brighter. The Pasuk tells us, sorry. V'lakach ha-kohen ha-mashiach, this is the Kohen Gadol, midam ha-par, v'hevi oto el ohel mo'ed. Okay? So the passage we're speaking about over here, I think, this is the korban chatat of the Kohen Gadol. Remember we learned in the beginning that the Kohen Gadol, remember his chatat is a par. Remember that? I think in the beginning of the Masechet we learned that, didn't we? That we saw that... We had a list of the different korbanot. No, I think as a rule. Remember? We had the different types of korbanot. And we had that the korban chatat of the Kohen Gadol is a par. Not a kevesh, like an average, like Am Yisrael, no?
Yes, on Yom Kippur.
Does he bring it only on Yom Kippur? No, I think as a rule. He brings it always, doesn't he? Isn't it? We learn in the introduction.
Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Both for
communal
error and for the anointed
Kohen. But a regular Korban, a Kohen Gadol that sins. Remember we had it in Horayot. That's right, that's where we learned it. We had in Horayot, remember?
Yes.
That we had the different Korbanot. And then we had the Kohen Gadol, when he brings a sin offering, his Korban Chatr is a par. I'm almost sure. I mean, I can't remember to be 100%, but this is what I think it is. Anybody see anything in the notes? Any mention there? Maybe it's mentioned here even. You know what, it might even be written here in if anybody can find it. But I think we're speaking here. But I don't think this is Yom Kippur necessarily. I think that this pasuk is specifically talking about, because Vayikra Dalet is not Yom Kippur. I think we're talking about the Kohen Gadol's own Korban Chatat. But anyhow, so now it says there, V'lakach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar Ve'vi Oto Ad El Moed. Okay? So what does the Brayta tell us? Brayta tells us, V'lakach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar. It says a few things. Number one, we learn Midam. It says Midam, and the Brayta says HaNefesh. Right? In other words, we need the blood of the Nefesh V'lo Midam HaOr. Okay? Look at Likutei Rashi. Anybody's got Likutei Rashi down the bottom in the very wide lines. See the middle of the fourth wide lines. It says, Dam ha-nefesh, dam ha-kaza shel behema, she-ha-nefesh yotzebo. This is the blood that flows. It was not the original, like the initial drops of the cutting. When you cut open the skin, there's a bit of blood comes out. But then when you cut the main artery,
jugular.
Right? The jugular, the blood starts pumping out, right? And that is the nefesh. That's the neshama that comes out of the body, right? Look at right. He says, Yesh arba minei damim behekez. The Rashi there says, there are four types of blood. Kaminam b'kritut. They were learning kritut. Batchila shotet. At the beginning, the blood just drips. Ulevasof mekaleach. And then it starts showering out. And then towards the end, the blood mashchir becomes a bit black. And v'sofo shotet. And then it ends up dripping again. Okay, so imagine this is a beautiful picture. You've got a bit of dripping, then showering, then black, and then dripping again. Okay? So we want the showering, the blood that pumps out of the body. That's when the soul leaves the body. Okay? I mean, that's reality, right? You can. That's korbanot. No, we're talking about korbanot now. We're not discussing. Okay. Right, so those are the four different types of bloods. Okay, so the brighter says, midama nefesh, look at my or. Velo midama tamtzit. Right, the dama tamtzit. Look at there again. Are you going to put, I think actually there's a Rashi on dama tamtzit. Is there a Rashi there on dama tamtzit? No. Likuta Rashi again, go back to there. Dama tamtzit, if you see that there again. Right, einor ha'ul ezrika. We can't use that, right? Dichtiv ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. Dam sha'nefesh yotzei bo mechaper. That's the she'ein ha'nefesh yotzei bo eino mechaper. Right? So it doesn't really explain here what the dama tamtzit is. But the dama over here, how do they translate English dama tamtzit?
The remnant blood.
That's like, okay, so the lot. So the
exudates.
So in other words, we've got the four stages we saw, right?
Exudates. Blood exudes from the neck of the animal after the initial spurt still continues. Some blood that continues to flow through the veins due to gravity.
Okay, so that's that shotet. Okay, so that's the other type. So we spoke about the original drops, then the blood pumps out and there's black and then it drops again. We're talking about that end blood. I think that's what that tamsit is. So the brother says, first we want dam ha-nefesh and not dam ha-or. And not dam ha-tamsit, that's the second halacha. Then the pasuk says, V'lakach ha-kohen ha-mashiach midam ha-par, from the blood of the par. Okay, now look at this. We learn from this over here. We got a bit of a switch. How do we say midam ha-par? Dam me-ha-par yekablenu, dam from the par. Right? Now look, the Gemara is going to say this in a second, but I'm just giving you a heads up first. Look what the pasuk, what the Gemara did, the brighter. It took the mem from medam ha-par. Can you see that? And took it away from dam and added it to par, and it became dam meha par. See that? That's what it did. So you want the blood from the par. Yekablen. Look at Rashi over here. Meha par yekablen. It's a long Rashi. She'im nishbach minat savara ritzpa va'asfu pasu. If it fell off from the next one to the floor and you picked it up, it's pasu. She'iloni kabel meha par, because you want it from the par. Mem. If you think of this mem, Dichtive b'midam is written next to midam, the mem of midam, from blood. Darshin lek dichtiv, that you read it as it's written, demash b'miktzat adam, because if you think it's midam, then you should say, miktzat adam yekabel, that you want a bit of the blood, right? It should, in other words, we should interpret it, what's the midam hanefesh? From midam hapar, sorry, a bit of the blood from the par. And then we could have just like even two drops would be good enough, right? So therefore, we don't learn that. So what is the Torah? What do we do? Look back in the Gemara. We could be misled if we thought that it was midam hapar. We just said one or two drops. Kirtiv midam, afilu miktzat dam. You see the Gemara says that. V'hama rav, ha-shochet, tzuricha shekabaret kol damo shel par. You see the Gemara? But we've got there, Rav says you have to get all the blood. Now, midam would mean a bit of the blood, not all the blood. So therefore, it can't mean midam. Shneimar v'et kol damo yishpach, because the pasuk says, et kol damo, you got to spill all of his blood. Ela midam hapar. So therefore we say, midam hapar, what does it mean? Dam mehapar yekabenu, blood from the par. Uksavar, and this is the vort. Gorin umosifin vedorshin. Three stages. Ligroa means to take away. Mosifin, add, vedorshin, and then interpret. Look at Rashi. Gorin, ot mitevazu, take away a letter from this word. And add it to its friend, to its neighbor. V'dorshim, and then we can learn the drasha. Grabishimu meseder yoma. So we take midam hapar, it becomes dam mehapar, and now we know the blood is to come from the neck of the animal and not from the floor. Okay, that's a gemara. Where means gufa? I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav. Now we take an extra out of that writer where we said over there we brought the pasuk. Right, ha'shochet shirich shekabel, kol damo shel par, shneimar v'kol dam ha'par yishpoch. Right, we learned that you have to bring all the blood. The words of v'ha b'shirayim k'tiv, But don't we already see, right? Look at Rashi. B'shvichat shirayim ketiva lo b'kabbalah. That pasuk there, that called dam hapar yishpuch. Go to the pasuk that says, v'natana koem in adam akon mizbeach. Because I mean, if Hashem, Hashem will make, that called dam hapar yishpuch to mizbeach ha'olel par. So that's talking about the shirayim. That's the remnants, the leftover blood that he hasn't used to sprinkle on the mizbeach. He takes that blood and he pours it into that hole. Remember that hole down on the side of the mizbeach. So that doesn't apply to us. It's not here. So he says, im elisho, we don't need it. Why do we need mid dam hapar or ishpoch kol hadam for shirayim? The halaita the kul hadam. It's not all the blood, because only the remnants of the blood. Therefore, tenehu inyan the kabbalah. Let's apply it to the kabbalah. We've seen this before, right? A number of times in this masechet. That if the pasuk, we don't need it for that context. Let's take it and learn in another context. Why do we need all the blood for pouring out? Obviously, we are pouring out all the blood. We're only pouring out what's left. So it's not all the blood. Therefore, let's take it to somewhere else. Le kabbalah. Amar hura mashmuel. New aloha. Okay, you with me? I could accept that it's not the most straightforward thinking, right? I mean, it's difficult, but it's difficult. But suddenly we take it out of there and we put it in there. Now, on the subject of the getting the blood, the Gemara is like, Shmuel, Ashochet, Terich Shiagbir Sakin Lamala. When he shechts, he has to lift the knife high. Why does he have to lift it up high? Look at Rashi. Shelo Yipol Dam Hasakin Al Hamizrak. When he shechts, if he's holding it low, so as he's holding the kli, imagine like this, look here. This is the cow's head, okay, over here. And he has his neck. So you're now going to shecht, and you're going to have the kli underneath the neck.
It must be two kinds,
surely. Well, that doesn't matter. Yeah. It could be five. It doesn't matter. Yeah, but I'm saying, when the shochet is shechting, so now if he brings his knife down, pointing down, so blood could drip off the knife down into the cup. So if he holds his knife up like that, the blood will not drip. And if it does drip, it will drip away. That's what I think he's talking about over here. And I think.
Can you shechting with your right hand, with your left hand?
What?
Can you shechting with your left
hand? Oh, the video had several konim in the procedure.
Right? We saw that they had 12, 14 dadim on the kior. We had 14 taps because that all 14 who worked on the ola, remember, would all be able to do their mayim together. We saw that. There were multiple kohanim. It was like a unit. It wasn't one Kohen doing the Avodah. There was a team of Kohanim. So we can imagine that lots of people helped and did lots of things together. Right, so it says it like this. You see that? Because it says, we want the blood only from the par and not from the par and something else dripping into our mizrak, into this cup. Look at Rashi, davar acher, sakin. Rashi says the knife. So we don't want blood coming from two different sources. We want the blood only from the neck of the animal. V'dam sakin b'may mekanech. So now the Gemara says, how do you clean the knife off of the blood? How do you get rid of that lost blood? Rabbiya b'svat mizrak. Right? V'lo letochan. So you take like this, look here. You take the knife and you go like this. So the blood would go on the outside. In other words, in the svat. You don't clean it off inside. If you clean it off inside, the blood's going to drip into the cup. We don't want any blood coming into the cup. You can clean on the outside, right? Let the blood drip on the outside. We don't care. Okay, I don't know why you just take a cloth and clean off the cloth. Anyhow, if you haven't got it. Okay, Bisvat Mizrak. Kiktiv Kfurei Zahav. Look at Rashi there. Bisvat Mizrak. Rav Pelot Tochan. Kari Le Mizrakin. B'Sefer Ezra Al Shem Kinuach. Okay, these cups were called. Okay, the Amr Masechet Chulin. Ika B'Leit Rebatzik. Okay, let's. Amr Av Chizda. Amr Av Yoyim Yabar Ava. Hashochet. Tzarich sheyiten vridin letocha kli, right? He says a shochet should place the veins, right? It's not really a vein, the vrid. It's more, but they're bigger vein. I mean, vrid is a vein, but I think we're talking about more like the auric. What do you say, like? Aren't there arteries there? The main big anyhow.
The main carotid is the artery.
Is the artery and the right? So we take them, and he said that they should basically the shochet should put them into the cup. Right, over the cup, so that the blood pumps straight out. Because remember, we can have this kiluach, right, flying out. So it's probably quite a big kli, this as well, that we're talking about. It's not a little kli. And in my mind, you're like holding a little thing like this. Mm-hmm. It must be a big thing. That's why you probably got more than one coin holding it, and you know, imagine. So look at Rashi, yeah? Vridin atocha kli. Dinihave kabbalah mi'apar shapir. Then it's perfect kabbalah straight from the par into the kli. V'hai toch lav dafka. And Rashi says, not necessarily into, you have to stick the vein into the kli, right? Lav dafka into the kli. Da lo efshar, because it's very difficult. Ela al aviro shel toch kli. So what he's saying is, put it into the airspace. Okay, this is small, but imagine they've got a big kli over here. And this is all the airspace, right? Look, if you look at the picture, many of you got pictures here. I don't know, Michael has the pictures, but here is a picture of something else we're going to get to in a second. But you can see there's the chavit and the airspace above it, okay? So you want, basically, you want the blood above the kli directly so that it's in the airspace of the kli. We're going to see that the airspace is very significant. Have you got a picture there, Michael?
No.
You let us down there, Michael, eh? Yeah. We've got better pictures than you've got this morning, eh? Does somebody want to look through?
We should go to like a shopping house for a...
Yeah. Can go. They've got the Machon HaMikdash. Have got these... that's the videos. You know, they show you them all practicing. It might be like it's
real
worth... We'll find out at Yom Iyun if they ever have such
real
a thing. We might, there's real videos. I'll actually find out. Okay. Let's go. So Iqbar, maybe for Siyum HaSechet Zvachim, that's what we can do. We can go to... when Norman and I finished learning his Sovehet there... We spoke about Ganu. Did you go?
I went to a chicken place with them.
Did you? They take you.
Yeah,
see, they so they never took us.
Yeah,
we
chicken's not a.
We saw a Melissa. We saw all that.
It was so chaser. Okay. So let's carry on. So Itmar. So now, so very directly. Itmar Nami. So now we've also got a mamas. Itmar is like normally Rashi would say benichuta. You know, there's not a machloket yet. Itmar Nami also said I'm Rab Asi. I'm Rab Yochanan. Vridin tzarich sheyiru avir kli. The veins have to be able to see the airspace of the kli. Okay? And by the way, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan. So now we've got to, now we start getting a little bit eclectic. Up until now, let's be honest, it took us 31 minutes. But it's been pretty straight, smooth sailing, this the Gemara up until now. Now we get a little bit tricky. By the way, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Asim also written a question. Haya mekabel. So he was doing this process of doing Kabbalah, right? And the bottom of the kli fell out. Look at Rashi. Shule Mizrak, Karkaito, right? Pinav Beloas, whatever that means. The bottom, Karkaito, the floor of the kli, right? So now he's doing the Kabbal, the Nifchetu, it disappeared, it vanished, right? The bottom crashed and split out. Shule Mizrak, Ad Shelo Higia Dam. La avir, and the blood hadn't yet got into the airspace of the. We're talking about of the actual kli itself. Okay, adche lo higia dam la avir mahu. Look at Rashi. Rashi adds it in there. Adche lo higia dam la avir. You see, Rashi puts in the word there mizrak. Can you see that? In our Gemara doesn't appear, right? Our Gemara says adche lo higia dam la avir. Rashi adds in there in his Dira Matchil adche lo higia dam la avir mizrak lebein dofnei mizrak. Ba'od hadam lemale mehen. So the blood is here. It's in the airspace of the vessel, but it isn't in the walls of the vessel inside yet, right? Umihu al keneged avirohein, but it is above the kli. Dahav ridin roim avir kli beinok. We just said a second ago that we learned the halacha that we said over there. Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Ava hashochet tzarich shiten vridin tocha kli. The shochet should put the veins above the kli. So the veins are above the kli. The blood started leaving the veins. It's heading towards this mizrak, right? So it's in the airspace of the mizrak. Hasn't yet got into the mizrak itself, but it's over here. And the floor now is there's no bottom of the kli. So when that blood eventually gets into the kli, what's going to happen? Fuck, it's going to go straight through. Okay? So that's the question now. So now he says to him, Mahu, what's the din? Right? That's the question. Mahu. Avir, and this is the question. She'ein sofo lanuach kemunach dami. It's in the air, but of the space of the place. But we know that it's got no chance to actually ever get into the kli. Why? Because there's no bottom. It's going to fall straight through. Do we say, nonetheless, once it's in its airspace, it's as if it's in the kli? And therefore, what's the implication for us? Yeah. If it falls on the floor, you pick it up because it was in the kli once. Exactly. Very good. Or lo kemunach dami, we say, no, it's never ever hit the kli, and therefore when it falls on the floor, it's like we learned in our Mishnah, it fell onto the floor and it's pasul. That's his question. So Amar le Rabbi Yochanan says to him, you know what? Tnitua, right? We can learn this from a brighter. I think that Nitua is a brighter, right?
Yes.
Normally, because it's something. Okay, Nitua from a brighter. Chavit shemunacha tachat hazinuk. Now we talk about another din altogether. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan knows the whole shash, right? So in his mind, you're asking a question about dam, he answers your question over there, and it's all the same halachas, and the principles are all exactly the same, and he tells you everything, right? Look what he says here. He says, chavit shemunach tachat hazinuk. This is not the zinuk of the blood, right? Look at Rashi here for a second. Tzinor amekaleach mayi mehar zakuf. You've got a pipe that's throwing, that's basically directing water, the stream of water, off a high cliff. Okay? In other words, as opposed to, what was that word? I just slipped my mind now. I had it a second ago. Remember we learnt it when the water runs down the mountain? And we learnt it I think that we learnt it in Bava Metzia, in Bava Batra. Remember we learnt it, and that we had the different types of how the Tuma and Tara, the join, etc. And we had, what was it called when the water goes down? No, man, we have it in the mikvah. Yeah. When the water drips, runs down the side of the mountain. Yeah, I'll come back to him just now. But here the water's going like this. In fact, you can also get a picture in the Gemara. Right? The water's going off the mountain, right? What's that word? Not a karpaf. What's it called? The water is going, it's not dripping down the mountain, it's coming with force, and it's got like a flow, and it's going far away, and it's landing into a bucket. Now, you didn't put the bucket there, this barrel there, for the purposes of mechatat. Right, that's the mayim that, you know, we saw that when a gaza tumat mate, so he has haza'ah, we sprinkle on him para duma ashes on the third day and the seventh day. That's water from which is right, which is mechatat, and we put the ashes into it. And you have to have kavona. You have to receive the water for that purpose. Yeah, it wasn't done. Right? Look at the Peshitta Mekubetzet here on Yud. As you go to Shikha Mekubetzet. Right? It says there chatat. It's actually in line in the Oshal Gemorah. I don't know where it is in other Gemorahs. It's in line with the Rashi Upashat Mishak, the very wide lines of Rashi. It's at the end there, right? Chatat ubimei chatat ba'inan. It says in the water the chatat sheyehu sheuvin l'shem mei chatat. Okay, you have to have the kavonet when you draw the water for mei chatat. Has to be l'shem mei chatat. He says anyhow, so that's what we think. That's the halachah anyhow at the moment. So look at Rashi over here. Klomar v'nafal chavit v'chavit so enu minu achat shama. So what's going on in Rabbi Yochanan? He brings an example. Let's go back into the Gemara. He says, "Chavit shunachat achad hazinuk ba'im shebetocha ushebechutzel apsulim." Any water that's in this chavit, or even bechutzela, right outside of it, is pasul. Why? Because it wasn't done the shame chatat. Now, what does it mean outside of it? Look at Rashi. Klomar shlo yiten kli letoch avira v'yachazenu biyadu lekabel bo akiluach lekiddush. Imagine now the water coming down the mountain. Look at me for a second. The water flowing down the mountain. Imagine it's a big flow. And now here's our barrel. All the water that's above the airspace of this barrel, even hasn't hit the barrel yet, I can't go and take another kli, chop it in the air and say, l'shem kiddush chatat. Why? Because once that water hits the airspace of the barrel, it's as if it's in the barrel already and it wasn't there, l'shem chatat. So that water's pasul. The water outside and inside. But above it in its airspace, right? Look at Rashi there. V'af lo chutzela, right? Lemala mi ugneha keneged avira. So Rashi specifically says, and even what's outside of it, above the ears, okay? Above it in other airspace. The kevan, look at Rashi, shehi giyu mayim keneged avira. Since the water hit the airspace, hare hein kemunachim betocha. As if they've landed there. Okay, so we already see where we're going, right? Because water that's in the airspace is as if it's landed there. V'pasak la chiyutayu. And therefore the chiyut, the living element of this water, is dead. Because it's as if it's landed. So it's got no more life. It's not flowing water anymore. We consider it as if it's landed, and if it's parked, and if it's dead, it's stopped. The chiyut of the water is gone. V'anan, and we mayim chayim el keli. It's with last week's pasha, right? V'mayim chayim. Do we say keli? Chukat. Okay. V'mayim chayim are keli. Right. So what do we had keli the other day?
Yes.
We had also keli.
No.
In Bahar, do we? In the, where do we have? Wasn't Bahar? Do we have the keli? Am I imagining things? There's something about keli though. V'mayim chayim are keli, no? But you're right. Okay. Right. V'inan lekiddush. Alma avir kemunach dami. The Rashi tells us the airspace. Are you with me? It's the airspace. As far as we're concerned, it's already landed. Yeah. But it hasn't landed. But because that's where it's going to be, right? Ulekame parich avir sofolulch. Okay. So now this is the correct thing. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, "I can answer you from there. You asked me the question about this dam that's flowing in the airspace. Do you find it, Michael?"
I did actually, and as it happens, it is a small. It's quite a small thing.
Yeah. Quite a small clue, eh?
See, the animal's lying down.
Oh, so. Wow. Oh, look at that, small, eh? Yeah. Gee, well, that's unexciting. Is it small? That's a major letdown.
Not necessarily
small. Okay, well, it might not be too small, but it's got a handle on it, eh? You can put your finger in. Remember, that's you put the finger. There's the idea of holding with your right hand with the finger, with the ozen. There's the finger. Okay, very good. What page is it? I'm not sure what page it is.
It's from the...
Stick that paper into that page so we know where it is. All right, let's carry on. So that is Rabbi Yochanan says the airspace. Look back in the Gemara now. So now let's see how he answers. Amar et nitua chavit shemunachat tachat zinuk mayim shebetocha v'tshut d'pasulin. Tziref pia lezinuk mayim shebetocha psulin. Now, tziref pia. If you add, look at Rashi here, tziref pia. She'ein avir mafsik bein pia lezinuk. Okay, so if you add like a, this is in this picture which says tzinor here. If you add a pop, in other words, you enlarge the flow, right? Ma'im shebetocha psulin, or shebechutzela ksheiri, right? Which look at Rashi now. Check ma'im tocha she'ein avir mafsik ben pia lezinuk, right? From over here, then we said shebetocha klomar shebaul letoch avir dofnotei psulim. Now, in other words, if you put the water straight into the barrel, right? But you throw the water into the barrel, so now. Only the, because this pipe is as if you take a long pipe and you extend the flow, then the water hasn't really left the pipe. So the pipe is considered part of the flowing water. Now, only what leaves the pipe into the barrel. So if you stick the barrel into here, so then only what hits the cup is now considered pasul. That's if it stopped. But anything above in the pipe, inside the pipe over here, is still flowing. Now, what's the comparison to us? We said you stick the vridin over the cup. You stick the veins over the cup. So now if you take the veins of the animal, you put it over here. So now it would be that no longer airspace, right? Because the veins are taking up all the airspace. So only the blood that leaves the veins into the cup would be pasul. You with me? That's the end of that. It says, So that's the end of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan basically seems to say what? That the water leaving into the airspace is going to fall. Is if it's bunach? Which implies with us also the blood leaving the veins before we stuck leaving the airspace would be munach. So now what he's saying to him, saying it's okay. Really, the blood is if it's landed. But so look what he says to him. He says, "Hi, my, what are you talking about? I asked you a question about blood that's never going to land because the bottom of the cup is gone. And you answer me about avir shesofola nuach, about water that's going to land in a barrel, it's got a flaw. What's going on here? You with me? Mm-hmm. How can you answer me? So we understand your answer would be a good answer if my mizrak of blood had a flaw and the blood was going to land. Then we know that the airspace is if it's part of the blood and that's really become, that's blood. So there you could say, for example, if the blood was pouring out of the neck of the animal into the cup and the cup had a bottom, and for some reason wind came and blew the blood away, and it landed outside the cup, that blood we could pick up. Why? Because once it hit the airspace, it was in the cup. But yeah, it's never going to land. It's going to go straight through the floor. How do you draw a parallel between that and the water? That's what he says to you. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like lying to you, but I don't really understand the answer so well. Right? So the Gemara says, Tarte kabayi mine. There were actually two questions asked Rabbi Yochanan. Im tim tzilomar, and he said like this, if you want to say, avir she'enso for danuach, lo kemunach dami, in other words, so it turns out that the answer to him really is that it isn't like kemunach dami, and if you want, and that's the answer to his question, then Avir shesofo lanuachma. Then I'm asking you, what would be the case if it would land? Okay? So you already asked him, and that answer, no. If you're going to tell me, I'm asking you a question, the first question I asked you is, has it got a floor? And then Rabbi Yochanan answered him that it wouldn't be kemunach dam. He said, okay, if it had a floor, would it be? Would it change the situation? He said, yes, it would change the situation. If it had a floor, then even it would be like kemunach dam. In other words, the answer would be that without a floor, it doesn't work. It's as if it fell on the floor. And with the floor, had the cup been there, then any water, then any blood, like I gave the example now, had the wind come and smashed it out the way, would be kosher because it had a floor, would have eventually landed, and it was really in the airspace that was considered part of the kli. That's really what he answers him. Now, the Gemara is like this. Rav Yosef Matniachi. Rav Yosef learned the sugya like we just learned it down. Rav Kahana Matri. Rav Kahana's got a different limud. And he says, Chavit ba'amine. Right? He asked him about a chavit. Look at Rashi there. Chavit ba'amine. Lo have shmir leha matnitin. He never learned this whole, knew about this whole story, about this chavit of the river. U'ba'amine chavit shemunachat tachat hazinuk mayim. And he actually, his kasha was, his question to him wasn't about the blood, it was actually about the water itself. Right? Shebechutzela kenegra viramahu niklot lotan lecha, etc. His question was actually asking Rabbi Yochanan purely about the water. Not that Rabbi Yochanan said, Nitua, I'll teach you the answer on the blood from the water. The question was actually about the water. The dam wasn't involved at all. Upashat lechavit. And Rabbi matni chavit ba'aminei upashat lemitzrak. And Rabbi had a question about, and with Rabbi was the other way around. He asked him a question on the water, and he answered him from the blood. Okay, so we've got three ways of learning the sugya. The first question that the way that we learned it, which was Rabbi Yosef. Right, so Rabbi Yosef learned it exactly like this, where Ba'amin Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yochanan, and he asked about the water, and he answered him, he asked about the blood, and he answered about the water. Then the one question was he only asked about the water itself, and the third shita was he actually asked about the water, and he brought in the blood teaching the answer, the opposite way to we learned it. Is that clear? Right, okay. Now, Rabbi Matni Chavit Ba'abinei Pashad HaMizrach. Iyata Amod HaMizrach. He said like this. This is Rabbi's way. If you agree with the Mizrach, She'i Efshar Lo Belo Zinuk. Right? I think that's the end of the sugya. Right? Yes, that's end of the question. Okay, and then he asked him about the blood. Okay, now, Tnan Hatam, we got a Mishnah in Masechet Para, which is like this. Natan Yado, or Aglo, or Ale Yerakot, Kedei Sheavru Mayim Lechavi Psudim. Remember, he's still speaking about our Mishnah, which says the blood has to go directly from the animal into the Kli. The Mishnah says there, if you put your hand there, or your foot there, or Ale Yerakot, or vegetable leaves, Kedei she'avru mayim lechavit. Okay, that seems we're speaking here about the mechatat. Sorry, mechatat, right? Not the blood. Sorry, to help the water flow into this kli, to help direct the water. Psulin. Alei kanim. If you just use reeds or alei egozim, I don't know what those are, right? But nut leaves, ksheira, they are kosher. Now the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says, ze'aklal davar hamekabel tuma psulin. Anything that you use to direct the flow of the water, right, to keep the water going in a certain way, is possible if it's mekabel tuma, if it can become tamei. Davar she'enu mekabel tuma, kesherin. If it doesn't mekabel tuma, it's kosher. So what's even now? We know it's from Amar Biyochana, Mishum Yasi Barabi Yuda, Rabbi Yosi Baraba. It's Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Ach ma'ayan ubor mikveh ma'im yet tahor." Anything to do with the ma'ayan ubor mikveh, you have to have tahor. If you touch with the nevel, it's tame. So why does he learn that? It says, why does it say yihye tahor? It should be tahor. Havayatan, its very existence, what bring it into its essence, has to be alidei tahara tehe. Must be something which is tahor. Nothing that's tame. Okay? I'm Rabbi Chia, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Zotomer, Rabbi Yochanan says, avir kli ke kli dami. So Rabbi Yochanan says that from this he learns, right, look at the Zot Omeret. A little bit tricky over here. Right? Where's the Zot Omeret? Look at Rashi here. Yeah? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. So if you're telling me there that you need to have Tahara and not Tuma, Rabbi Yochanan says, Zot Omeret Kli Dawaz, the Midiktani, Natanya Do, V'chulei Pasel. Since we learn that if you put your hand there, it becomes pasul. דהה אין המים שוטטים מידו לכלי בשתיתה, אלא בהעברה. What's he saying? We want the water dripping. Look here. Tip, 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 tip into the kli. Right? When you put your hand there, it's not tipping. It's now flowing. Okay? So that, look here. So now, how does Rabbi Yochanan learn that? So he says, the ein amayim shotim miyadu lekli bishit ele bahavara. Okay, she yotzin miyadu mekalchin lahem al penei rochav pi achavit. Right, and when it goes, where does it go from? It goes here into the pee of the chavit and then into the chavit. It drops into the onto the first onto the lip and then into the thing. Va'afilu hachi, it's pasu. And nonetheless, it is pasu. Alma, mi sheyatsu miyado lekaleach al penei avir, havelei keilu shatatu miyado lekli. Therefore, he says like this, even if it left your hand and it flowed into the airspace, it says, if it came from your hand into the kli, share yado al kenegetz v'la kli munachat. So what he's saying, even if you did this, and you held your hand over here, and it dropped from here, puck into the kli, right? Nonetheless, right? Umishe yatsu miyado, as it left your hand, mekalchim ba'u kenegetz aviro. Look at what he's saying about it. He's saying that even if you, when it slid down your hand, and left your fingers over here, and it now... even if you had lifted your hand up and it dropped in here, what's happening? It's going from your hand into the airspace, right, of the kli. Okay? So what should happen? He says, kli, sharei yadoa kenegetz v'la kli, which is it? Mekachim ba'u kenegetz aviro. De'i lav kechli dami. If you're going to tell me now that the airspace is not, wow, it took longer than I thought, eh? If you're going to tell me that the airspace is not like the kli, then why is it pasu? Because halo mina avir ba'im lo, it left your hand into the air. V'havelei, we should say like this: kenoteni ado betzinor mashuch v'nachiloch esramot. It could be 100 meters up. It should have actually gone into the airspace, and the airspace should now make it tahor when it hits the kli. But we're saying no, the airspace must be like the kli. As it hits the airspace, there is in the kli. Went from your hand into the kli, not from your hand into the air into the kli. That's really what he's saying. So therefore, that is proof that the airspace is like the kli. Because if the airspace wasn't like the kli, we should say the water hit your hand, but then it went into the air. And from the air, it now dropped into the kli, and there should have been a tahara process in the middle. I think that's what he's saying. Right? Look here. He says, on a merit, avir kli lami. Amar abizayr rabbi chiyah bar ava v'dil v'shotet. But wait a second. Maybe we're not speaking. Maybe it actually dripped down. Look at Rashi there. V'dil v'shotet. Right? Miyado l'kli v'lo ba'al min avir. Maybe the reason why we're saying that isn't because it flowed like this and then dropped. Maybe it went like this from your hand to the right into the kli, and that's the reason. And had it gone like this into the air first, it would have been okay. And therefore, the kli, the avir, is not like the kli. You with me? Am I explaining it properly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So he says to him, look how he answers him. He says, "Tarda." Right. Look how Rashi explains "tarda" here. He says, "Shote bahu." You simple idiot. Right. It what? How do they say in English? Lunatic. Yeah. Lunatic. Okay. What do they say in your
imbecile.
Imbecile. Okay. Not nice words, right? If we're right. He says, Kedei she'avru ma'im lechavitana. The water says, the Mishnah says, Kedei she'avru ma'im lechavit. The water must pass into the chavit. Amar Yochanan, me'edutor shabit tzadok. Right? He's got edut from the time of the Ben Abidash. Mishnah, Mishnah, this Mishnah is learned. It's nine. He'id rabit tzadok. Even the water slides down egozim, right? These nut leaves they kosher, right? And zehaya mase ba'oholia in a certain place. Uba mase mechamim b'shulim sure, and they passed it. What he's saying is, we've got no problem if the water slides, just as long as it's not from something which is mekabel tuma. If it's only from mekabel tuma, therefore the fact that it slides isn't our point. The fact that it came off the hand. And therefore, even if it went into the air, it doesn't matter because the air space is like the kli. And therefore, if it slid from the hand into the kli, that's why it's passed up here. I hope I did justice to that. Let's go.
The hand makabal tumah?
Hand makabal tumah. It says, therefore, the hand makabal tumah. But we would have thought that once it slips off your hand, it's now flowing again in the air. And now it's re-nitar, became tahor again. Because it went from your hand into the kli. He says, no, the airspace of the kli is like the kli. So even though it went into the airspace, it already went to the kli, and it went straight from your hand into the kli. Never went from tumah into the kli. Right. Okay. And not here we go. Master of Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Zaira. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hatzorem ozen hapar. V'achar kach kibel demo pasul. So look at Rashi over here. Hatzorem. Sorry. Dikutai Rashi. Hatzorem demo par. Kohen Mashiach. L'achar shchita. So after he shechted it, right? He now makes a mum. He causes a blemish on the ear of the par. But it's already after shchita, says Rashi here, right? He shechted it. So while he shechted it, it wasn't a blemished animal. But he shechted it, and then he caused a mum. V'achar kach kibel damo pasul. So there was shchita. The animal was perfectly good. So after shchita, the knife slipped, right? And cut the ear. You can imagine that happening, right? You can imagine. Slipped and then cut the ear. And now we want to do, we haven't done kibble yet, too late. Because what we're seeing over here is not only the shchit has to be done to a perfectly tamim animal, but also the kibble of the dam has to be done to a tamim animal. Right? That's what the chiddush over here is. Right? So it says here, v'chach midam ha'par, because the brighter, we saw already the passage, v'chach midam ha'par. What does it mean, midam ha'par? Par shayakvar. What does it mean, par shayakvar? Look at Rashi. It was a par then, it's a par now. We want a tamim par even during the Kabbalah. Ashkach and kochei kochim. So Gemara says, okay, we understand it with a kochei kochim, that's the par. But where does the Kabbalah kochei karim, like little animals, goats and stuff like that? We're doing the kochim, like of korban, or shlamim, etc. How do you know it applies there as well? And Rabbi Tanya, se tamim zachar ben shana. We've got a passage that says, se tamim, the se, zachar ben shana. The right has to be tol and ben shana. She had tamim u ben shana b'shat shchita. The time of shchita, we need it to be tamim, which any blemishes, and a year old. The Kabbalah b'olacha b'shicha minayin. So how do I know when? That's all very good for the shchita. But where do I know that also the Kabbalah and the holacha and the shchita have to be tamim and ben shana? The word of Mar, yihye. Kol avayato lo yu edetam u ben shana. Because the pasuk says, Se tamim zachar ben shana yihiye. Okay, so the yeh is havayato, its existence, its essence. Has to be all those halochas. Ait rabbi, b'ayz v'lekashya. Rabbi Yeshua meir, kol hazvachim shebetorah, all sacrifices, she nishtayer mehen, kezayit basar, kezayit chelev, zorek el adam. Rabbi Yeshua says like this, we only need, if an animal, right, in other words, what's going on over here? If the animal got lost, if you look at Rashi here, it's a long Rashi, she nishtayer mehen, B'sha'at zrika, the time of the zrika, right? Va'im nitma kol ha'basar v'achediv. If all the meat of the korban and all its chediv became tamei or she'avad, got lost, lo yizrok. You can't do the zrika of the dam. Right? Rabbi Yehuda tamei, d'ra shvasi lo techa. Im ein basar ein dam. Right? Ketani miha, however, what do we learn? Zorek. Right? V'ein lecha, we learn here that if one kezayit is left, which the whole animals become tamei, but there's one kazait of blood which was cut off and is there and it's still tahor, you can do the zrika. Now surely, if a little mum in an ear causes you that you can't do the kibul or the zrika or whatever, then if all the animals tamei, look at Rashi says here, v'ein lecha ba'al mum gadol mizeh. There's no greater mum than the whole animal is tamei except for one little piece of meat. And now we see there's one kazait left, you can do the zrika. And you're telling me a little mum and we can't do anything left, right? Look at Rashi says, kashir rava. This is what Aitivei Abaya. Abaya asked the Kashya to Rava. Because Rava was the one who said, Amar Rava, Tanya said Tamim Zachar Ben Shana. Rava, Kavla B'lacham Jekat Tamud Omar, Yekrov Tol, Yetam El Ben Shana. So Rava says, we learn it on the Kochei Kalim from that pasuk. Abaya says, how can you say that? Rabbi Yeshua says, even one Kazayit is good enough. So the Gemara says, yeah, Targuma Aben Shana. He says, no. All those halachos which we learned refer to age, not necessarily to its status. Let's stop over here.